51. So I could have actually been going 55 miles per hour over the speed limit. Okay, excuse me. Okay. And that is actually 45, that's actually 10 miles over miles per hour over the speed limit.
Now, can I rip this off? I have kind of some more math to go over the paper before I go first.
Sure.
Okay. This, what you did is quite accurate, because when you say approximate, I could say one of the examples I have on the second page, I think it's centimeters. If you don't put the air in it, it's always plus or minus the last term, which is 0.1 in this case. If I change that to,
put it over in the chair.
If I change centimeters to millimeters, it still comes out the same, but in this case it's plus or minus 1 millimeter, okay? Now, I could actually do that with miles per hour and say it's plus or minus 1 miles per hour. Now, what you have is that you set approximate on the find, and this is approximate 56. So that means plus or minus 1 mile per hour, like it's concurrently with what you said. So I have a question with what you said so far, haven't I? I concur with the state on their numbers completely. Without any questions. Okay. Now, there's a question. There's, when you drive a car, mine has a needle on it. I cannot really say that I'm going 56 miles an hour, so I am uncertain at what speed I went through there. I don't even know where they're at. So I don't know the exact time I went through. So I am very uncertain about it. Okay, any question about that? I am uncertain, okay? You can try to prove that I could be certain, but I'm pretty sure given the instrumentation of the vehicle, I'm uncertain about it, okay? Now, there is what you call uncertainty. If I'm to take concentric circles with the same numbers. I did this with people in my, and it's called modeling. You have similar situations. I can drop a pin on that, and I can be targeting this all the time. I come through that Store Valley quite often. So eventually, even I as a good driver, am going to throw that system out, because I'm trying to serve elderly parents in the valley. And it happens to be the shortest distance, fastest way to go from Power Road to Gallup, New Mexico. Okay? Any questions about that? And that's what, if I drop this on it, eventually I'm going to end up going faster than the speed limit. Even though I went through there many times and never got caught. This case, I happen to be visiting my folks who had to go home early from Des Moines, Iowa, and I happen to lost a brother, so I might have missed. If that happens to be, the complaint can judge that speed, okay? But what you happen to get is what this principle is well known in chemistry. It actually gives a curve. They kind of, when they do it exam-wise, my students do exam-wise, it's something like that. But it's called, it's an uncertainty curve, okay? It's a bell-shaped curve. Skewed a little bit to the right, okay? Now, I hate to have to go through this because I'm being honest. I'm being truthful all the way. I'm using your numbers, not my numbers, okay? Now, this, you take a hydrogen atom, right? The guy that's known for it, a proton, he tries